7, the Bible said, when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, the centurion of Augustus' band, and entered into a ship of Armenium we launched. Meaning, you can underline that, to sail by the coast of Asia. One of Articus, of Macedonian, of Thessalonica, being with us. The Bible said now, in verse number 40, when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves to the sea, loosed the rudder bands, hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward the shore. Falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. The forepart stuck fast, remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the wave. Soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, commanded they which could swim should cast themselves first to sea and get to land, and the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. So it came to pass that they escaped all. They escaped all. They escaped all. Oh, I said they escaped all. Oh, I want to tell it on the mountain, and they escaped all. Safe to land. Thank you for standing this morning. I'm interested in verse number 1 as a text, and then we're just going to go there and shotgun preach the rest of the morning. Said, when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners, verse 2, and entered into a ship. I want to preach on this simple thought this morning on getting on board. Getting on board. I'm glad I'm on board. There's some things in this Acts 27 that we need to be thinking about. First of all, there is a course before us. The Bible said when it was determined. Can I tell you there are no accidents? We have a God that is sovereign. Amen. We have a God that is on the throne, and He's done set a path out in front of you. A lot of times the Bible said, and you'll notice that we was meaning to do something. They used that they meant to be a sailing one way, but the wind got up and pushed them another way. I wonder how many times God has rewrote your plans. I mean, I wonder how many times that you said, God, I'm going to do it this way, but I'm going to give you some good Bible theology doctrine 101 this morning. Be sure to write your plans in pencil, because you're going to need an eraser. Can I tell you, it is a God of providence this morning. And listen, we're not robots. We have responsibility in the eyes of God. We have responsibility in this Bible. We're all going to give an account individually for our sins to a sovereign God that's sitting on a throne. Honey, He never predestined nobody to hell. He never predestined nobody to heaven. He paid a ransom for all. If you die and go to hell in your sins, you'll go as an intruder. For He said He created hell for the devil and his angels. But there is a plan that God's laid in front of you, but you're going to have to be obedient to get in that plan. And so the Bible said that it was determined. I'm glad God has some things determined. For, is it okay if I take this off? This thing is running me crazy. I mean, it's unbelievable what this thing to do to a preacher. It may help if I cut down a little bit, amen? That may be, it may not be the tie, amen? Well, somebody say amen, that feels better, hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, it was determined that we should sail. Isn't it amazing that God had a plan for you? Isn't it amazing that God purposed in His heart that He would set something in front of you to get you to the next place? Can I tell you, before you can get over yonder, you got to be here first. And to get you here, it's amazing what it's took God to do in your life. You say, "Preacher, I don't know where I'm going." Well, let me give you the best advice I know this morning. Just get on board, get in the ship with Jesus, and everything will be all right. Just trust the wind, the way it's blowing, and sit back and don't worry about it, and just enjoy the ride for the good grace of God. Amen. I wish I could listen to that preaching this morning. But now I want you to notice this in getting on board. First of all, there is a course before. Verse 2, there's a launching. Aren't you glad that Jesus got you out of where you was and let you get on board with this one? I'm glad. Is anybody glad they on board this? I mean, is anybody glad they saved this? I'm not talking about, is anybody glad they're a Baptist? Is anybody glad that Jesus let you on board one day? And so there is a launching. The Bible said in verse number 2, that we launched. Praise God. When you launch and you're going someplace. Some of you, man, I wish I had time to preach this morning. Some of you thinking about that buffet line, but you ain't getting out at 12 today, honey. It's just 20 to 12. But anyhow, I'm going to tell you, there is a launching. Boy, ain't it a blessing that God put you out of this world and put you in His family. And now you've launched out by the grace of God. And you really don't know where you're going to wind up, because it don't matter. You know you're going to make it home, thank God. It don't matter if you go right or go left or east or west. The main thing is to know that one glorious day you're going to land on heaven's shore. And thank God I've launched out by the good grace of God. So I'm glad that this morning we find there is a course before us. There is a launching. Verse 3, there is a liberty. The Bible said, and they gave us liberty to go into His friends to refresh Himself. Now it ain't nothing like having friends. Somebody say amen right there. I like what the book of Ecclesiastes said about friendship. And it's found in Ecclesiastes 4 and verse number 9. Watch what the Bible said. Two are better than one, because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone, because when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they'll have heat. But how can warm one be warm alone? If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. I like that business. Hey, somebody say amen right there. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. God said if you've got a friend, there's another friend sort of steps up in there that you didn't know where he was. It's that threefold cord. Thank God, Brother Gerald, me and you together, we got somebody else. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is the Lord Jesus this morning. Thank God on this journey, He gives us not only a launching, but He gives us liberty. Hey, the Bible said, if a man has friends, you must show yourself free. Some of you are going to have to hire somebody to tote you to your grave. Because you're so stinking ugly. You so rude. Honey, a man that has friends, he got to show himself friendly. Somebody say amen. A lot of you wonder why you ain't got friends. It's probably your stinking attitude this morning. Your dog don't even like you. Quit looking down. We still preaching. Ain't time to pray. We preaching right now. Hey, thank God that on this course set before us, Brother David, He's allowed us the liberty to have some friends. And watch this, they let us go and give themselves liberty to refresh themselves. Lord, some of you, I'd hate to know you as my friend. Man, you'd get me so down in the dumps. How you preaching? Oh, you wouldn't believe. I'm taking this for that and this for that and this for that. And would you sit down? I just want to tell you really how bad it is. Oh, to refresh themselves. Thank God for somebody with the right kind of spirit. Hey, turn around to somebody this morning and smile to them. You ain't smiled to them about 25. You ought to go on to smile to them for the good grace of God this morning. You look at old Brother Chuck, it's amazing how his teeth lights his face up. I mean, it's amazing to me this morning. Liberty to refresh themselves. Hey, we need fellowship on this journey. Honey, listen, you can't absent yourself from the brethren. We need each other. The Bible said, if two is together, when one falls, one shall lift them up. Glory to God. I'm glad I got friends. I'm glad I got family. I've got eternal benefits. Glory to God. If I fall, hallelujah. I'm glad I got somebody to pick me up. Glory to God. And it ain't Baptist. And it ain't you because you cross-eyed as a polecat this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got some friends in this world. Don't tell me it ain't fun being a Christian. Thank God I got some brethren in the church that loves me. Glory to hallelujah. Every church ain't full of moss backs. Every church ain't tied up and fussing and fighting. Thank God there's still some places you can go and have liberty to enjoy yourself. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. Thank God the launch. Some of you scared to death. All you need to do is get a hold. What Jesus is trying to tell you. Get you some friends in the church. It does matter who you run with. You lay with dogs, you're going to catch fleas. You are who you run with. If I got with the wrong crowd, y'all wouldn't know me in 6 months. You think I'm mean now, you let me get around the wrong crowd about a year. A launching and liberty. Thank God for liberty to have some friends. I hear this a lot. Well, don't nobody like me. Hello? I don't like you neither, but I love you. Amen. I can love you, but I ain't got to go out and eat with you. Turn around and say, he's preaching this morning. Tell him he's preaching this morning. Liberty. Thank God we have liberty to have friends on this side of the journey. And listen, if you hadn't got friends, it's your fault. Make some friends. Quit trying to get something out of everybody and see what you can give to somebody. Your old phony-fied self. Trying to use somebody like a wore-out quarter. It ain't all about you. It ain't all about me. We ought to see what we can do for somebody else this morning. Praise God. Thank God we can have friends and we can go to church and have liberty to fellowship. Amen. You boys ain't got no reason hugging nobody's wife like that set of monkey bars either. Most Baptist churches just little old painting places. What's them, man? Some of y'all look at me like, Lord God, what happened in this place? They got a preacher! Hey, this Taj Mahal fooled you from the highway, didn't it? Lord, that's one of them Presbyterian outfits. They won't be too loud in there. Surprise, surprise, surprise! Surprise, surprise, surprise. Going out yonder to Oak Mountain. That's a country club. You can join it. This is a church. They made me mean the Carolinas preaching this week. Thank God we can have friends at the church house. Young ladies, listen to me. Your little friends that's on that cell phone, all this texting business, they may know a lot about texting. They know anything about Jesus and the Holy Ghost. You get around that wrong crowd, they're going to turn their back on you. You get you somebody filled with the Holy Ghost and anchored in the church house, and you can count on them, honey. Oh, there is a launching and there is liberty. Thank God for our friends this morning. And I don't like these fair weather friends. You say, preacher, how many boys have told me they was behind me, and when the going got tough, they're so far behind me I couldn't find them. Now don't get sissy on me. Somebody say amen this morning. Help me preach a little bit. Everybody's on your team till something hard happens. You get a little low on money and you get a low on things and you'll find out who your friends are. They'll hang around your house as long as they're drinking your liquor. They'll hang around your house as long as they're smoking your weed. But honey, you break out a course of amazing grace that saved a wretch like me, you'll find somebody that'll be out there with you across the river. Glory to God. I feel preaching coming on this morning. Whoa, what do you say? Done been there, done that. Done wore all them T-shirts. Got holes in them, honey. I'd rather have Jesus than anybody I know this morning. Whoa, Lord, glory, He's blessed. Lord, He's blessed me. I'd run out the church, but some of you would slip out the back door. You wouldn't be here. I could finish this sermon when I got back. Oh my goodness, ain't it goodness when you get on board, there is a course before us. Can I tell you He knows the course you need to take? Can I tell you He knows what's going to happen when that red light changes? He knows what's around that curve out yonder. And you better get on board this morning. Oh, He knows what we need. Now this, get it on board, there's a course before us. And we see there's a launching and there's a liberty, but also in this course before us, there's some lecturing. In verse number 10, Paul's on board now. He's held captive. He's setting out on a journey. And all of a sudden, he says this. He says it in verse number 10. And he said unto them, Paul, sirs, I perceive this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lady and the ship, but also of our life. Can I tell you, you better listen to the man of God in their lectures. There's a movie I love. Now, I don't want to get spiritual on you, but Jeremiah Johnson, I sort of like that, amen? I mean, it ain't a lot of stuff going on. Just an old man with a rifle, an old coonskin hat, and an old donkey, amen? I like what my pastor says. Say, hey, boys ain't going to get in trouble in the woods with a gun and a dog. Somebody say amen right there. But you remember the new timer come up to the mountains and he was trying to teach him to be a mountain man. And he said, now I got to teach you, first of all, how to spend the night. And there was cold snow on the ground. And the old man raked the snow back and he built him a fire and he dug down and he put them coals in a grave looking place and he covered it up, and then he put his blanket on, and he laid down, and he covered up. He was just smiling. Boy, that greenhorn. Yeah, some of you done seen the same movie. And so old greenhorn, he took and he dug and scratched a little bit, and he put them coals down, and he didn't put a lot of dirt down, and he laid his blanket on it. And he laid down by the old man in the mountains, pulled his cover, and about an hour, he jumped up, amen, like a bunch of Baptists when preaching's going on. I mean, his blanket got a fire. And I like what the old man said. I've seen it right off. What you talk, I'm telling you, you better listen to some of these old heads around here that's done went across a few rivers, has done spent a few dark nights. Honey, they ain't nothing like Jesus in our lives. Boy, the lectures, they look at you and say, man, are you crazy? You're from that old school. Why don't you get with it, preacher? I'm with it, honey. I mean, I'm right where it's at this morning. Praise God. Got a King James Bible filled with the Holy Ghost, trying to put the right spirit in me. I don't know nothing else better where I'd rather be this morning. But I can tell you I'm where I am this morning because I've listened to the lectures of the old men of God. You know what they've told me, church? You don't need the new songs Baptist churches is singing. Those songs worked. Give me a red book. Somebody give me a red book. Praise God. Most Baptists don't even know what that is this morning. Hey, say, what about our song of faith? And number 57, amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Hello, I'm glad I know what's in that book this morning. Put it on the projection screens and get the swaying. And then they take you out in the room and the drama teams and practice dancing with your wife when nobody's looking. I know that come up again. What do you say? We better listen to the lectures to the old men of God. Amen. Brother Monroe Wiggins crossed the river this week. A lot of you got saved under that old man's preaching. My Lord, he's had what? Nearly 4,000 funerals in this country. He died, not many come to his funeral. You know what? They ought to close, Brother Tommy, they ought to close the town of Bowdown that day and had a parade for Jesus and said, thank God for the old soldiers that walked through these churches in this country preaching that Jesus saved. Jesus saves. And there is a way that's right unto man, but those ways are death. Thank God for the lectures that we've heard by the old men of God. Thank God for them old men of God. I remember that night, that old feller got up here in the pulpit and he said, turn over there in your Bibles. Turn to John chapter 20. He said, cast your net on the right side. Hallelujah. I love them old hacking men of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Honey, a lot of them old men could say more praying than the average Baptist preachers are preaching this morning. Lord God, I'm wild as... Praise the Lord for the lectures. He said, hey, I perceive this is going to be danger. I can't tell you the families in this ministry thought I was preaching out of a Reader's Digest when I told them the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Honey, this just ain't a story magazine I'm preaching out. The Holy Ghost moved, inspired the old men of God, and they pinned down as the Holy Ghost moved. And He wrote it for our good. And you better listen to the lectures on your journey home. Thank God. That isn't it amazing that God... Brother Dennis, can I use you this morning? He said, I'll give you a title for what you preached in Sunday school. Brother Dennis Rollins. Isn't it amazing how God has sent you just what you need? This lady stood up and was honest to some of the ladies here this morning. Ain't it wonderful that some of you ladies hear other ladies that's struggling and the same problems and fighting the same devil? You ought to thank the Lord for the lectures that He sends us on our journey home. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you got a preacher just call cornbread and get on with the program? Honey, we fighting a real devil. I got a real home to keep, real young'uns to raise, a real vessel to keep filled by the Holy Ghost of God. And we better listen to the lectures on the way home. How many people do you know right now, if they'd had some glue in their britches and applied the Word of God, that held their family sitting here this morning, and things would be a lot better where they live? But they're chasing this big whirlwind out there. The world's got real big and looks real good. Honey, I ain't preached a funeral yet where there's a U-Haul hooked on nobody. Lord, I'm on point one. We better listen to our lectures on the way home. I mean, you know something? This is what really gets me. You wonder what really gets a pastor? When he's preached his guts out in a place for 15 years and somebody act crazy and don't listen to the preaching and they come and say, oh, preacher. I've said this 100 times. If I go to the knee doctor and my knee's swole up and I'm a hurting, he says, all right, son, you go home, you take this medicine, and you take it to the prescription, says done, you come back and see me. And I come back, and he says, well, doctor, my knee's still hurting. Well, did you take the medicine I give you? No, I left it in the truck. That doctor's going to sit there and say, now, let me get this right. You want to get better, and you want things better, but you won't take the prescription. Things ain't getting better till you do what this book says. It ain't going to be no better. Sherry, come for me. You know what grieves my heart? These little old young'uns get around a place like this, and then you won't bring them to church. And I don't mean to be ugly. I'm just plain so you can understand it. If you don't get these young'uns in the house of God, they ain't got a chance out yonder. You hear me? You mom and daddy's been with me 15 years. You know yourself. You raised your young'uns in this church. You raised them out yonder in school out. You know the temptations and the problems they still had. Young ladies, you need support at the house of God. I love to see you making friends in the church. Young men, thank God that you're making friends in the church. The most important times of your life, you better be listening to these lectures. You better be listening to what God's sending down your house. And you know what? Some of you is in old dead churches. It's a dried up, moss back's running it. Your preacher can't even preach. And you wonder why you ain't getting nothing where you are. I can tell you why. Because you ain't where you need to be. Amen. Lord, we left our home church, and it was absolutely, they didn't like it. But you know what? I'm going to give an account. You hear me? I'm going to give an account for what I've done, what God sent me my way. I'm going to give an account. And that bunch over yonder talking about me, they ain't going to be there judgment day giving account for me. So as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You can stay tied up in all that old tradition you want to. I done found something that works. That's just being yourself, rearing back, getting a Bible, and preaching, and give an invitation, and go to the house and eat lunch for the glory of God. Amen. And come back Sunday night and say, praise God, didn't we have a meeting this morning? It don't get no better than that. Some of you ought to run the altar this morning and say, dear God, help me to listen to preaching. You ought to thank God that you're in a place that you can hear from Him. And I ain't talking about me this morning. Folks, I can miss this service and God's here. You ought to thank God there's some ministries left doing things the old way. Because it still works. What got your granddaddy saved is what's going to get your grandbaby saved. The same thing, the Holy Ghost. If there's no Holy Ghost where you at, how can they get saved? How can you grow? How can you be what God wants you to be? I tell you what the Holy Ghost do. The Holy Ghost will kill your flesh. I'll leave out of here and the devil say, you're crazy taking your tie off this morning. You're crazy. You act like a wild man. Folks go down the ball game, they don't even know if they're on the winning side or not, and shout and act like I do. But I know, honey, I got the answer. I'll raise my hand. I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. Honey, ain't nobody could have changed me the way Jesus has changed this boy. That's all I know to say. It works. If you want it to work, apply it. And if you don't apply it, it ain't going to work. If you go swimming, you got to get wet. This business ain't going to do nothing. What you ought to do is say, glory to God. Go on and jump in with both feet and get your hair wet. quit doing this business. What you need this morning. My wife, we've been married 30 years. We've had our problems. We've had our indifferences. But you know what? Jesus worked it out for us. I've raised two kids. We've had our indifferences and we've had our problems. But you know what? You know what I found out, Brother David? My young'un's is human. And I better quit thinking for 1 second they ain't. And you know what? When your young'uns fall, you know what we better do? We better be loving on them. Because if we turn our back on them, I guarantee the world will take them. Your young'uns may not be doing exactly what you want them to be doing this morning. But I tell you one thing, you can get a good start at it. Get where God wants you to be. And He'll help you this morning. Brother Tim, you sang, I want to open up this altar. I want to tell you, if you need some help this morning, you ought to come. I mean, you ought to come to this. You ought to not even wait on a song to be sung. You need some help in your life, grab your family and run toward that altar this morning. You know, it'd help you if you just kill that flesh, ask God what you need in your life. Would you come this morning? Would you come? I done